When Honor Spickerman opened Ashland's Black Cat Coffee House 11 years ago, it was like a breath of fresh air, literally.
We were smoke-free even before, you know, a lot of other restaurants were becoming smoke-free. There's also quite a population of people who have really commended us on having a smoke-free restaurant.
Spickerman says the smoking ban hasn't been an issue for most of her patrons.
You know, we have a lot of smokers that come here and drink coffee, and, you know, they drink their coffee and then they go outside and have a cigarette and come back in. And that seems to work out for, you know, the people who choose to do that.
We serve a lot of people that like non-smoking, so I'm sure it'll affect us a little bit, but there's a lot of people that when they go out to eat, they prefer non-smoking.
That's Marilyn Turvala. She manages the Upper Deck restaurant in Superior. She says a lot of people came to the Upper Deck to smoke after neighboring Duluth passed its smoking ban. Superior's Viking Bar owner Tom Unterberg says people like to light up.
People that pay to be in a bar should be allowed to smoke. And I'm not a smoker. But I do believe that they should be allowed to if they want to. I don't think it'll happen. And if it does, well, it happens. But I don't think it put anybody out of business.
Likewise, Spickerman doesn't believe a smoking ban will make businesses go up in smoke.
It can work if business owners really want it to.
In Superior, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.